50 Fun Things to Learn by Mindy Levitt, Church Magazines. Learning doesn't have to feel boring or forced. Find something you love to make it exciting. You don't always get to choose what you learn in school. Fractions, parts of speech, and the difference between cumulus and stratus clouds? Not everyone's going to find those topics totally captivating. But even if you don't love every class in school, you can still love learning. There are countless things to learn, some practical things that will save you from stress, and some fun things that will save you from boredom. Find something you're passionate about, and you'll discover that being enthusiastic about learning comes naturally. Developing skills and hobbies will not only make you a more interesting, well-rounded person, but it will also boost the quality of your life through added abilities and interests. So learn on. To get you started, here's a list of 50 fun things to learn.
Culture. 1. Say common phrases in the 5 most commonly used languages in the world. 2. Write in fancy calligraphy. 3. Crochet or knit. Scarves, mittens, elf hats, the possibilities are endless. 4. Speak a second or third language. Parlez-vous français? 5. Identify geography. Be able to point out places like Tajikistan, Vanuatu, and Addis Ababa on a map. 6. Learn more about the cultures of the countries you hope to visit one day. 7. Play an instrument. The harmonica, ukulele, and bagpipes all count. 8. Master origami. 9. Cook an authentic recipe from your favorite country or region. 10. Recite famous poems, passages, or speeches, historical or fictional. Ideas to get you started, Jabberwocky, or one of Shakespeare's soliloquies. And 11. Learn about 5 political leaders from outside your country.
Just for fun. 12. Juggle. Just don't practice with eggs. 13. Make balloon animals. Kids will love you. 14. Whistle with your fingers. Helpful for sporting events and in large crowds. 15. French braid your hair for young women or tie a bow tie for young men. 16. Memorize the entire periodic table of elements, then send a friend a clever note. 17. Write with your non-dominant hand, legibly. 18. Paint, either the watercolor on canvas kind or the painting your whole room kind, with your parents' permission. 19. Draw portraits or caricature drawings, or just work on improving those stick figures. 20. Solve a Rubik's Cube. Try to see if you can do it in a certain amount of time. Self-reliance. 21. Cook 5 real meals. Instant mac and cheese doesn't count. 22. Sew. Know at least the basics, or get really ambitious and learn how to make your own clothes. 23. Bake bread from scratch. See how tasty a loaf you can make using as few ingredients as possible. 24. Drive a stick shift vehicle, if you're of driving age, of course. 25. Pick out good produce. Do you tap on a watermelon to see if it's ripe? Smell it? Check for bee stings. 26. Garden. You can start by planting your favorite vegetable to give you some incentive. 27. Make and stick to a budget. Consider starting a savings account and calculate how much interest you'll earn in 5 years. 28. Become an upcycling pro. See what ordinary things you can repurpose. 29. Change a flat tire on your bike, car, or unicycle. Helpful skills. 30. Write HTML or other computer code. It's almost like learning a new language. 31. Create a web page. Wouldn't you like to have your own .com? 32. Become skilled at storytelling. Memorize some fairy tales while you're at it. 33. Become comfortable with public speaking without passing out. 34. Write in shorthand, or in other words, taking notes really fast. It's useful for learning from all those quick-speaking teachers at school or in church meetings. 35. Do creative writing. Or tell your story, but tell it in a fun way. 36. Learn to iron like a pro. Spiritual. Church. 37. Index at familysearch.org/indexing. You've heard about it. You've thought about it. Now go do it and see how fun it really can be. Want to learn how to index? Ask your parents if you can throw an indexing party. 38. Choose some favorite people from church history, whether it be the Apostle Paul, a Latter-day prophet, Emma Smith, or Parley P. Pratt. Learn facts about them and memorize quotes by them. Identify one of their Christ-like attributes and work to develop it in your life. 39. Learn about the countries your ancestors came from. 40. Play a hymn or conduct music. 41. Find family history stories and discover what you have in common with your ancestors. 42. Study symbols or objects from the scriptures whose meaning you don't understand. You can divide it into categories such as colors, red, white, body parts, shoulders, heart, animals, lamb, wolf, clothing, robe or hem, food, milk, fruit, natural elements, fire, water, places, Zion, Dead Sea, numbers, 7, 40, objects, swords or oil, and nature, trees or sand. 43. Memorize favorite scriptures, the family proclamation, or the living Christ, the testimony of the apostles. Health and safety, outdoors. 44. Learn CPR and basic first aid. Being prepared can feel pretty cool. 45. Tie different kinds of knots, Navy style. 46. Learn to protect yourself with self-defense. 47. Identify constellations and research astronomy. Black holes, nebula, supernova. It just sounds cool. 48. Learn a new sport. Consider swimming. After all, 71% of the Earth's surface is covered by water. 49. Navigate somewhere new. Try it with a paper map and a compass before using GPS. 50. Country, swing, or ballroom dance, unless you're more interested in Irish hard shoe. Learning your learning style. Whether you're learning something for school or for fun, it's important to identify what kind of learner you are. Though most people can get something from every approach, not everyone has the same favored learning style. So finding out how you learn best will help you learn better. Learning better will make learning more fun, too. Here's a rundown of different learning styles. Learning style. Visual. You learn best by seeing. Learning tips. At school, sit where you can see the board best. Write down keywords, ideas, or instructions. Take notes. Color code things. Draw pictures to help explain new concepts. Look at graphics. Try to visualize things you hear. Use flashcards. Learning style. Auditory. You learn best by listening. Learning tips. At school, sit where you can hear the teacher best. Make up rhymes or chants to help you memorize things. Have uplifting, instrumental music playing while you study. Read assignments, directions, and your notes aloud. At home, don't be afraid to talk out loud to yourself or others when trying to figure something out. Learning style, tactile, or kinesthetic. You learn best by being hands-on. Learning tips. Participate in activities that involve touching, building, moving, etc. Perform a skit to show the action of what you're trying to learn. Take notes. Use a highlighter pen to mark important passages. Stay active when you need to concentrate. Squeeze a stress ball or walk around as you're reading a book. Find something you love. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the first presidency, learned a great lesson from his father. Because of his great love for science, his father encouraged each of his sons to major in physics. Hal, President Eyring, was studying physics and asked his father for help with a complex mathematical problem. "Hal," his father said, "we were working this same kind of problem a week ago. You don't seem to understand it any better now than you did then. Haven't you been working on it?" Hal admitted he had not. "You don't understand," his father went on. "When you walk down the street, when you're in the shower, when you don't have to be thinking about anything else, isn't this what you think about?" "When I told him no," said President Eyring, my father paused. Then he said, "Hal, I think you'd better get out of physics. You ought to find something that you love so much that when you don't have to think about anything, that's what you think about." From Gerald N. Lund, Elder Henry B. Eyring, Molded by Defining Influences. Ensign, September 1995, pages 10 and 11. Enjoy variety. You young people should not complain about schooling. Do not immerse yourself so much in the technical that you fail to learn things that are practical. Everything you can learn that is practical in the house, in the kitchen, cooking, in the yard, will be of benefit to you. Never complain about schooling. Study well and attend always. We are to learn about things that are above and things that are beneath, things that are in the earth and upon the earth and in heaven. Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verse 34. You can learn about fixing things and painting things and even sewing things and whatever else is practical. That is worth doing. If it is not of particular benefit to you, it will help you when you are serving other people. President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Counsel to Young Men, Ensign, May 2009, page 51. End of the article, 50 Fun Things to Learn, by Mindy Levitt. Read by Kristen Hawkins.